Good morning, Auroville. Today is Thursday, 20th of December, and right now it's partly cloudy on 24 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is partly cloudy with temperatures ranging from low of 25 to high of 28 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy with winds from northeast at 20 to 25 kilometers per hour. Later on we can expect partly cloudy with a chance of a rain after midnight. And winds again from northeast at 15 to 20 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 80 and will drop on 69% by noon. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 49%. Tomorrow is the day of winter solstice on northern hemisphere, which means that the day will be the shortest in the year, and afterwards light will start coming back into our days. Tomorrow is also the famous 21st of December 12th, the day for which many things were prophesied. The fact is that tomorrow our galaxy will be aligned with the Milky Way, which would represent the end of the fifth sun Mayan calendar, and on 22nd we will enter into a period of sixth sun. Astrological way, nothing special going under the sky, only few interesting and positive aspects which signified some changes and rapid progress. To some, tomorrow will be the birth of the new golden age, and the existence as we know it will perish and shift into our higher dimensions. However we turn it, nothing will stay the same as it is today, for a simple reason that it will be tomorrow, not today. Many changes are accelerating, we are evolving as all other species and not living things on the planet and in the universe. All along the way, our hopes lies in aspiration that Auroville will arrive with those changes closer to what it stands for. Still, life is precious, it's a human experience of a spiritual being, and as such we should celebrate and cherish every second of it. Here's an excerpt of yesterday's presentation of 10 students from Queen's University on Urban and Regional Planning in Ontario, where Nicola summarized recommendations for social spaces on Crown Road, the area between Sora Kitchen and Arca.
So from the guidelines in the concept design plan, the team has generated six recommendations for Auroville to keep in mind when developing their network of social spaces along the Crown. So the first recommendation, as Shuan was mentioning, is to include residents in the development process of these social spaces along the Crown in order to leverage the work that's already being done within this community. Recommendation two is consider the road network as part of the social space network. So incorporate this into the land use. Account for the need of well-balanced transportation system as well as a multimodal transportation network. Recommendation three is to give particular attention to the expansion of social spaces. As Auroville grows, we need to make sure that areas of along the Crown are designated for social spaces in particular. Recommendation four speaks to prioritizing land use for social spaces. So it's much more difficult to go from a building to then an open space than it is to just have an open space. So ensuring that rather than a scattered development that is currently taking place in Auroville, that there is a master plan. Recommendation five is to concentrate development. So an ideal place is our study area because of the activity that's currently going on there. So to select this single hub and then develop adjacent land uses to what is currently there. And finally, recommendation six is to incorporate mixed land uses adjacent to these social spaces. So as the population grows, you can ensure that there's some commercial activity, some gardens, as well as residential, as the spaces next to the residential area, we can ensure that these land uses are adjacent to social spaces to ensure vibrancy of them.
And here's Abba, person in charge for the communication platform at Lavenir d'Auroville, talking on hot topic of affordable housing.
Good morning, Albert. This is Andrea from the Auroville Radio.
Ah, yes, hi.
Yeah, can you just explain a little bit to the listener what is happening with L'Avenir?
Well, as you know, the new team came together about 3 months ago. and in September, and there were still two positions that were waiting to be filled. And I was asked to join as a communication coordinator sometime at the end of September. But because I was still editing the news, I wasn't sure if I could just step in right away. So it's taken a process of about 2 months to finish along with the community feedback. And now, since the last 3 weeks, I've been attending meetings, and I find it to be a very exciting kind of a different field. I've never worked with town planning before, you know, and so I'm coming to know different aspects of town building. And these meetings are very intense. Usually they invite researchers and experts already in the field,
yeah,
who have been working for some time in Oroville. And they come to make their presentations on different projects or on very critical issues like beach erosion that is happening right now at Quiet and Ripo, and what must be done and which government authorities have to be approached. And all of this gives the Lavinier team a very tight schedule during the week. I'm just amazed at how much work they do.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Can you just elaborate a little bit regarding the things that are happening in the Lavinier team, actually?
Well, there are all these projects that are in the pipeline. For example, affordable housing is one of them. The Green Kasbah, as you know, has already been approved, and the construction will be starting soon. There are all these different housing projects for newcomers, or for Orvillians who have lower budgets. So there is a very strong direction in Lavinier that this need has to be filled. So we're not really looking at construction of high-end users anymore. I think for the next 2-3 years, the construction is going to be focusing only on the affordable housing aspect. And apart from this, we have the lake. That is another controversial issue in Oroville, the Matrimandir Lake. And again, how to implement it and whether it can be done at all these discussions are going on. But I can't really say anything more because, you know, I'm not supposed to give out information before it is actually in the stage where it can be talked about.
Yeah, but that's just to have a sort of broad idea about the housing that is the most, probably the most urgent problem.
Right.
There is any deadline for delivering some buildings or some projects?
Yeah, there is a very urgent need, for example, to develop the space at Sangamam, which already has a underlying infrastructure for wastewater treatment and, you know, all of that is still there. So instead of just giving a complete go-ahead for a brand new type of housing which has not been tested before. The housing that we are now talking about will be prefabricated, made with prefabricated materials that can be movable, it can be dismantled. So unless someone has lived in these kind of houses for at least 6 months to a year, it has been tested with the climate conditions, Lavinier, you know, would want it to be there to be a prototype, for example, and then the housing would be in full swing within 6 months.
Yes, we are talking about the project in full swing.
Yeah.
And regarding the aspect of the cost of this affordable housing, it's any direction, any...
Yes, it's actually very... it's going to be aesthetic, it's going to be durable, and it's going to be within, say, 6 to 10 lakhs, including the infrastructure.
This is for a single person or for family?
This would be for singles and couples.
Yeah.
It would be about 5 for singles and it would be about, say, 8 for couples. But, you know, all these little details, I can't give you the exact figures.
Yeah, yeah.
But I will be publishing a report soon. And what I'm planning to do on Oronet is to bring out different projects and give them a little bit more detail and ask for community feedback. And what you have just, you know, interviewed with me is very good. I think this kind of thing should happen so that the community knows exactly what's going on and where can the input of Orovillians come in, where would the next meeting happen, you know, where would the next exhibition be coming up, so that Orovillians, residents of Oroville, really have a participation in this process.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I would hope as a communication person.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I can't do everything since I have two other jobs on my plate. So I really want other people to join in on the communication team.
Yeah, we will. You will have for sure the support of the Eurovision Radio by...
Thank you, Andrea.
Sure, yes, for the support of the platform that we are running for sure, but also as we are quite overwhelmed for works. But we will try to make a weekly updating with an interview with you every week.
Okay, that's very good.
Okay,
all right, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you very much.
Christmas fair blah blah at Youth Center is going on Saturday 22nd from 2 p.m. until 10 p.m. with so many interesting stuff from food, games, things to do, participate, create, enjoy, to buy and support the cause of the choice. Or listen to the music or to happy chatter of children, youth, members of the community and catch up with a friend maybe you haven't seen for a long time. Due to the duplication of events, Phoenix Projects for CCC decided to postpone the announced event for Saturday at Pitanga of Lighting the Recycling Tree with Echo Musical Performance, but they will prepare a better collaboration for the musical performance on 29th. Still, they wish us all Merry Christmas. Annette invites us to Unity Pavilion tomorrow from 1 p.m. onward to weave a peace shield and a meditation on peace with some dal soup later on in the evening. Arwell City Transport is a new service based at Visitor Center operating a shuttle vehicle for pickup and drop trips in the city area and on demand up to Aspiration, Aura Model, Repo and Quiet. It would be at really reasonable per person for fare contribution and available between 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. We can phone to 262-2611 and be picked up within 10 to 15 minutes. They are also looking for volunteer drivers to provide a free service in the evenings from 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. so that people who need can travel in safety and comfort. And for that, please contact Peter on 944-3658-959 if you can join a rota for this once a week, fortnight, a month. The cafeteria at Visitor Center will exceptionally be open on Monday 24th evening for their traditional Christmas Eve dinner. Menu options will include traditional Christmas dinner, seafood, vegetarian and vegan, all served with Christmas punch. And dinner will be served between 7 and 8, 9 p.m. Bookings and details available through email cafeteriaafc@gmail.com. Also, World Cafe will hold a Christmas celebration of lights and delights with a special Christmas Eve vegetarian buffet on Monday 24th at 7 p.m. Today and for the next 4 days, they will inaugurate second international documentary and short film festival with interesting filmmakers participating. Please, for the details, check out the attached posters. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Nivas tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. we can see Firak in Such Times Made in India. At Ecofilm at Sadhana Forest, they will hold Ecofilm Marathon to celebrate 9th birthday of Sadhana Forest. For that occasion, they also prepare some workshop and other activities during the day, and free bus transport is available. So, at Ecofilm Marathon, we will see The Man Who Planted Trees, Coral Reef Adventure, and Making the Connection. The Mother Wrote in Prayers and Meditations. Grant that we may never forget to own towards thee a deep and intense gratitude. Grant that we may never squander any of the marvelous things that are thy gifts to us at every instant. Dear friends, we are fundraising in order to continue and maintain this service. For the support, you can visit rovradio.com/support for complete information on just how to contribute. Thank you for listening, and you can contact us on rovradio.com.